Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Adam Thielen's presence here might be more about getting more production out of Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson by having them watch the way Adam Thielen goes about his business as a professional. Maybe I'll be wrong about that, but that's just the way that answer struck me. Arthur Smith did meet with Jeff and some others a few minutes ago. We don't always play Arthur Smith, but I've got some clips here I want to get to on him. The guy is very... we heard on the broadcast Tony Romo call him a great offensive coordinator. No, he's not. He does have clipped wings because he is working within the confines and the restraints of a Mike Tomlin offense. That's definitely true. But let's not go overboard here and make it sound like, you know, the Steelers have this great offensive coordinator that's just been kneecapped by Mike Tomlin. They hired an average offensive coordinator. He's in his 40s, so he's not old, even though he looks like he's in his 60s. Sorry, Arthur, it's true. We don't have some offensive savant calling plays. Arthur Smith might get an NFL head coaching interview this offseason. It'll be more because teams want to cast a wide net and do their due diligence than it will be about anything he's done as Steelers offensive coordinator. All right, let's get to what he said here about a few things, including I told you guys we had some of his thoughts on Jonnu Smith versus Pat Freiermuth. Why is Jonnu Smith, who has followed Arthur Smith everywhere he's gone, literally, played for him in Tennessee, played for him in Atlanta, played for him here. As long as Arthur Smith is calling plays or in charge, he brings Jonnu Smith along with him. He's like it's personal consigliere or secretary. I don't know what. His security blanket, his best friend. I would have said based on last year, it was because Jonnu Smith was still a productive player. Not so much this year. You got Aaron Rodgers calling out Smith for not being on the same page and turning a touchdown into an incompletion in Sunday's loss to the Bills. So someone piped up today and said, explain to all of us like we're 5 years old why Jonnu Smith is playing over Pat Freiermuth, and this is what Arthur Smith said.
Different packages. I mean, those guys are, you talk about a few plays here or there. I mean, Darnell's numbers really skyrocketed probably about week four. Yeah. So he's played the most. The rest of those guys, it's been different personnel circumstances, and sometimes, you know, you talk about job descriptions and, again, sometimes flow of the game. Because of that package, give an example of Chicago, out of that package, I mean, they all have to know it. Sometimes you lean heavy, especially with something you're working. So that can change it up. We will every week to try to enhance guys' strengths. And that's with the receiver room, tight end room, backs.
you know, as big as they are, their roles in the passing game. Same question, you know, when you're asking about Kenny and Jalen, kind of the same thing. There's obviously a recency bias that goes into it. There's a flow of a season, but we got to get all of us, we got to put the best plan we can together, and we got to get this win Sunday. That's the biggest thing that matters.
So Arthur's saying that Darnell Washington is moved past Pat on the depth chart. Yep, that's obvious by the playing time that gets divvied up, and I think it's warranted. I love Pat, but I would say right now, Darnell Washington is a more complete tight end than Pat because Washington is an otherworldly blocker. All right, but last year, the Steelers ran more multi-tight end sets than anybody in the NFL, so there's room for two. And Smith's defense for Jonnu there is, well, we have packages that are working, and Jonnu Smith is included in those packages and Pat isn't. That's why Jonnu's out there and Pat is on the sideline. But Donnie, what that fails to point out is those packages that are working aren't working because Jonnu Smith's in the game. Like, he's out. Okay, he's part of that offensive lineup. But to make a basketball analogy, it would be like saying, we're going to keep Judd Bushler in the game with Michael Jordan because we're scoring a lot of points with Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan's in the game. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with this guy. This package, well, I don't even know if it's working the way that he's making it sound like it's working. It's clearly not. But to fall back on, well, the package, this package works, it's our best package, and Jonnu Smith is a part of that package. Well, what is he bringing to that package? Next to nothing.
It's kind of like the group project analogy when it's like, hey, I'm the guy that got the A on the group project, and I know I didn't do anything. Like the other two or three people, you know, they put together the PowerPoint, they collected all the data, they did the actual presentation. I came up here and I stood next to them.
I brought vibes to the table.
That's Jonnu Smith in this scenario.
I showed up with donuts and coffee for everybody. All right, so I think this is Mike DeFabo, for some reason hates me. Here he is, I asked a good question, to paraphrase, I think he just straight up asked Arthur Smith, why is Jonnu Smith here? Something along those lines, to paraphrase, and this was Arthur Smith's long-winded answer about that.
My job is to coach the players. No different than free agent, draft. If somebody asks your opinion, you give it, and then your job is to make things work with every piece you have. I mean, there's context to everything. You know, we got guys with different skill sets. Look at the results, sitting 6-6. More you can do, there's always things you got to do better. If you look at the flip side of it, to get context to the tight end room, you know, you mash up Pat, Darnell, and Jonnu. I mean, they're all not the, you don't have anybody who sit there with 65, 70 receptions, but the emergence of Darnell and Kenny, there's give and take. And that's kind of what's going on in certain ways. There's other things that look at times where guys are a little bit of a lull, trying to get them, you know, getting good for guys open. And sometimes things happen, break down our play, coverage, ball goes somewhere else. But we got a lot of good guys and still a quarter of a season left, five games that are critical. You don't die on the same hill every week. Things we can improve on, things we can change up, things we can get back to that were working earlier. All that stuff is in consideration.
Yeah, you are dying on the Jonnu Smith hill, though, because you keep playing him and he's bringing nothing to the table. And saying, well, it's not Jonnu Smith's fault that Darnell Washington and Kenneth Gainwell have become bigger factors in the passing game. Yes, it is. Because those guys are not on a given play, I wouldn't think, your number one option. Like, you're not drawing up plays, maybe a little bit for Washington. You know, Gainwell's a check down guy. You know, that's like when no one else is open, the ball goes there in the passing game. You know, okay, maybe Arthur Smith is trying to say with the first part of that answer, hey, I didn't go storming into Mike Tomlin or Omar Khan's office and say, give me Jonnu Smith. But I think those two knew that Jonnu Smith could be pried loose from the Dolphins and wanted to make Arthur Smith happy by giving him someone who he liked to play. All right, here is Arthur Smith reacting to what Aaron Rodgers said. Aaron Rodgers said a couple times yesterday, hey, guys just aren't open. That's why I'm not throwing the ball downfield. That's why these plays aren't working. I throw the ball to the open guy. Problem is, receivers aren't open. Here's what Artie's had to say about that.
Well, there's a lot of ways. I mean, to find it very subjective. You're talking about a man, you know, picks and rubs. I mean, it's, you can always pause the tape and say, oh man, the guy's open. This is not the reality. There's a lot that goes into every play. The simplest way to answer is there's always stuff you do. Like, you're never helpless. I loathe when I hear people think that they're some kind of victim. there's always more you can do, and that's our charge. It's your job. Lose two in a row, probably a different story. It's like every game, Mark. We got to get a win. To say there's nothing you can do, I don't subscribe to that.
There's no. So basically, what Arthur Smith is saying there is, it's not all on the players. If they're not open, part of it is on coaches. We're not victims here. The offense isn't struggling because I was given a horrible crop of receivers, which I think he kind of was. But I think it's a cell phone there. Yeah, our passing offense isn't successful. A lot of it has to do with me. Yeah, I think Arthur Smith's probably comfortable in his own skin and can take blame probably better than a lot of people because he's set for life because of what his dad did. I don't know. It's a curious answer there. His response to Aaron Rodgers saying guys aren't open is to pretty much say, I don't like when coaches blame the players and don't take the blame themselves and act like they're a victim and they can't do anything about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Interesting conversation that was happening off the air here. We'll see how much makes it into our discussion with 33rd team NFL analyst Steve Palazzolo on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steve, should Steelers fans be excited about Adam Thielen?
I don't know about excitement, but I think he could fit a little bit of what they need. Underneath, a guy who could get open underneath, a guy who can maybe get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers, do what he needs, and allow DK Metcalf to create a little bit more down the field, where I think that's his strength. And, you know, the Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in over a month. So let DK, you know, do his work, you know, beyond 20 yards.
Steve, how bad or unusual is that in today's NFL, that last stat that you just read off? Because it sounds awful when you say it out loud, but I just wonder if it's actually as awful as you make it seem.
I don't know how many other teams have gone five straight games without completing one, but like if you look at Mahomes' stats over the last 2 years, 20 plus yards, like I know in 2023 when they won the Super Bowl, he had the second lowest passer rating in the NFL on 20 plus yard throws, and he wasn't much better last year. And so it's not like you can't create offense in today's NFL throwing the ball underneath, but it obviously helps to be able to stretch the field and do something. So it's not completely uncommon, but you know, the Steelers relying so much on yards after the catch right now, you can tell like how inconsistent that offense is. They need a couple explosives here and there.
What's a valid criticism of DK Metcalf right now, in your opinion?
I mean, he's never really been a great all-around complete receiver. He's always been
well. That's not great because you're paying him elite number one wide receiver monies, dude.
Yeah, but he's averaging like 15 yards per reception in his career or whatever it is. Like, I would pay for that. That's a Mike Evans type of, like, Mike Evans is a better all around receiver. But if you know you're going to get post routes, go balls, catch a couple slants here and there, like, I'm okay paying that for DK Metcalf, but you need a compliment. So, you know, Adam Thielen from 2018 would be awesome. That was a great tweet the other day.
Yes, it was.
Adam Thielen would be incredible maybe 2 or 3 years ago as a compliment to DK Metcalf. DK's always had that. So that's a fair criticism. Like, he's always had Tyler Lockett on the opposite side or JSN last year. He always had someone else to be the uber possession guy so that DK could be the deep threat and just be good at what he is. So the criticism is he's not that high volume receiver, but I think we knew that going in. And, you know, it's partly you, I know you've been talking about it all year, wide receiver two for the Steelers. They don't have that. So there's more pressure on DK probably than he can handle.
They tried to sell us on the idea that you don't need a wide receiver two because the tight ends can be wide receiver two. Like, one big complaint here all week has been the disappearing act of Pat Freiermuth in the Steelers offense this year, where he can't get on the field. Jonnu Smith plays ahead of him. Rodgers comes out after Sunday's game and rips Jonnu Smith to shreds. His numbers have been terrible here. He just seems like a guy that Arthur Smith loves and always finds a way to get on the field. Take me through that, Steve. Is it a real complaint of Steelers fans to be down on the offense for not having Freiermuth out there more?
Yeah, I have not understood why Freiermuth hasn't been a part the entire time. And you could say, hey, the emergence of Darnell Washington, but it's like, yeah, those should be the top two tight ends. It should be both of those guys. And it should be both of those guys stressing the defense and DK Metcalf stressing the defense and creating mismatches with, you know, two big tight ends who are pretty good. Darnell becoming a decent receiving option now. Freiermuth has always been a good run the seam type of receiving weapon. And then DK on the outside. You still have questions at the other receiver spot, but yeah, it's as curious to me as it is for Steelers fans why Freiermuth hasn't been a bigger part of the offense.
Rodgers said they don't throw the ball to the middle of the field because guys don't get open there. My rebuttal is, well, then guys haven't gotten open there for years because the Steelers offense never really wants to throw the ball to the middle of the field. What's your thought on that?
It's just a fascinating question around the NFL because the same thing is happening in, say, Philadelphia, where Jalen Hurts has had a different offensive coordinator every year.
Yep.
And the offense morphs into the same thing with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, where they're just throw the ball outside the numbers and they don't attack the middle of the field and they don't scheme it open. And I feel like the same thing's happening in Pittsburgh. It's like, well, Matt Canada was the problem. It's like, why is the offense always morphing? So is that Tomlin?
Yes.
But look, Aaron Rodgers has had some of those same questions as well, where his offenses have become a little bit too predictable. They don't scheme it open. He just likes to throw outside the numbers one-on-one balls. And the only time he came out of that was with Matt LaFleur in 2020 and 21.
So it sounds like those two were a match made in heaven, though, then Tomlin and Rodgers. Play risk-averse football, play conservative, yeah. Don't turn the ball over, and they both have the same philosophy on things. at this point. How about Darius Slay? Were you a guy that said this is a good move or bad move when it happened? Be honest.
I thought it was good at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, was it you or someone else said, like, the expectations were really high for the Steelers. My expectations weren't really high, but I thought he could still play. I thought he could man up on the outside a little bit. I thought him and Jalen Ramsey could both add some versatility on the back end. We've seen Ramsey's versatility, and, you know, with Slay, it just didn't work out, man. It's tough. Like, when guys get into their 30s, it's tough to know when they're going to completely lose it.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, even NFL teams struggle to model that and project it. You have a guy like Bobby Wagner who's still going for the most part, and you have other guys that
Cam Hayward.
They just hit a wall.
Cam's still going. Yeah, we've seen a little bit of the younger Palazzolo here.
Get out, kid.
In this interview.
I got the 5 and 6 year old
Steve
running around here.
Hey, I don't know if you guys do this. Donnie doesn't have kids yet. I was telling Chris this yesterday. We're already threatening our daughter with, like, Santa phone calls and naughty and nice lists and things like that. Like, we're already full blown into that season where we need to use these weapons to get you to behave better.
Yeah, you use every season has their own weapons. You're not going to the pool in the summer.
You're not getting candy for Halloween.
Yeah, candy for Halloween. That's it. You got to use all of them, and they still don't work, as you can see. Got kids running around. Over here. They're supposed to be cleaning the house.
Steve, this is supposed to be the best defense in the NFL. The money spent on it, the names they have in it. Why do you think it's not even good? Why do you think it's average?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they lean into all of the talent that they have, right? I mean, the fact that they have three legitimate edge rushers. I know Harmon's been banged up, but they've got good interior rushers. You see other defenses around the league. You see the Packers moving Micah Parsons around. You see the Vikings. All they do is create indecision with Brian Flores, create indecision on the offense and move their pass rushers around and create mismatches. And the Steelers have never been about that. It's like TJ lines up here and it's Highsmith and Herbig on the other side. And there's no mismatches being created with all of their pass rushers. It feels like all of the linebackers have been staring at each other all year saying, it's your fault. It's my fault. It's your coverage. It's my coverage. No one's communicating well. So there's multiple issues, but all year it's felt like this disconnect where you have this great pass rush. You have decent coverage players, even if they were aging. They should at least be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so it should have been a much better defense, but it does feel a little archaic and not creative. And it just feels like good offenses, much like the last 5+ years, have just had a really good beat on this defense when they need to.
Steve, offer up a prediction on this AFC North tilt between the Steelers and Ravens. What do you think?
I got the Ravens in a close one. I know they don't look as strong as they have the last few years. They've beaten up on some bad teams. They still have major weaknesses. They have pass rush issues. But I think the Ravens are still a slightly better team. They'll be able to run the ball. And if Lamar doesn't implode again from a turnover perspective, I think the Ravens by, you know, 3 points or so is a fair prediction.
Steve, I got two things for you before we let you go. First, I know you'll appreciate this one. I was just joking with Pony before we brought you on that you're like the Kevin Nash of football analytics. I think you should go
I'll take
with
it.
That. I mean, you're like 6'10", aren't you?
Because I'm 7 foot?
Yes.
Because I'm 7 feet tall, or I like to take over, make myself look good.
Yeah, all that, I think.
I was going to say you could go with Kevin Nash or Big Scott Hall, whichever guy you wanted to go with there.
Yeah,
then the other one, since you are a former pitcher by trade, we were joking about...
We were naming some dudes during the break.
And I brought up the name Boof Bonzer. Do you remember him?
I think former PFFer Eric Eager used to always say that I looked like Boof Bonzer. I think he pulled that out. No, it was Sidney Ponson. He used to always...
The ex-Orioles pitcher.
Yeah.
Sidney Ponson. Then, my God, I haven't heard that name in 20 years. He was overweight.
Ponson was a big hoss.
He was. I think it was more the hair or something at one point in his career. The Brewers compared me. They wanted me to be Cameron Lowe, former Rangers pitcher. If you remember, 6'8", different arm angles and everything. And then they eventually just signed Cameron Lowe. Like, we'll just get him because, you know, he's way better than Steve. So
why didn't you do what this guy Cody Ponce did, who used to pitch for the Pirates? He just went to Korea and dominated. And then all of baseball's like, wait a minute, maybe he doesn't stink anymore. And he just signed a $30 million deal with the Blue Jays, even though the last time we saw him pitch for the Pirates, he was hot garbage. Like, wow. Did you ever think of going the Mr. Baseball Tom Selleck route?
I did. There's videos of me pitching on YouTube that I pulled, like highlight reels that I pulled out that I was trying to use to get to Japan, trying to use my connections to get to Japan. It never worked out. It all fell through, but there's good money to be made.
Yes,
in clearly. Japan and Korea. So I did try a little bit.
All right, Steve, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Did you see that Ponce story? The guy,
I did.
Like, absolutely stunk. He was in a trade. He came back. They traded a rental to Milwaukee, and he was the guy that came back in the deal. Who would that have been? They traded, was it Carlos Santana?
See, I thought for Santana, they just got one of those, like, 17-year-old shortstops. I'm not kidding. I think it was just one of those, like, oh, here's a lottery ticket for you.
Cody Ponce was the Korean League MVP this year. And he was he not traded for? Was he? I thought he was in a trade. Traded from the Brewers to the Pirates, yes. But why is baseball, well, you know why? Because I'm on the minor league page and I'm not on his regular page. Here we go. He was traded for Jordan Lyles. You remember that name?
Yes. The same guy that hit Ryan Vogel's song in the face.
You were at that game,
I was in
you?
The front row, second row.
Could you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the bases were loaded. The Pirates ended up having a pretty big inning. I'm still kind of surprised. Steve got comparisons to Sidney Ponson.
Sidney Ponson was a good pitcher for the Orioles back in the day.
I didn't realize he pitched as long as he did.
What's his height and weight?
Now, I think it's a little bit fishy on the weight. They 6'1", they have him listed at 220.
No way.
He looked a bit bigger than 220 in his playing days.
I'm almost 220.
Yeah, there's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right. No way.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Reminder, coming up soon, you're looking for some holiday events. I got a good one for you. A couple Wednesdays from now, December 17th, The Fan will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. It's free. We're encouraging people to bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details are up at 937thefan.com. It's always a fun night, usually a packed Mike's Beer Bar for it. Donnie, you got your biggest football topic of the day in the debrief.
The debrief, December 4, 2025. Well, Pony, last night I had a former Steeler on my show, Braden Fehoko. Joined for about a half hour. It was a great chat. You can go check out the entire thing with video. He hopped on the video feature. That is on our YouTube page. A thank you to my guy Charlie Borges for posting that. We've sent out a couple of video clips as well. But I wanted to get your reaction on a couple of things that he helped clarify for us last night. So one of them, the boom or bust nature of their defense. Do you want to do that one first?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that one. So boom or bust. Okay. Why is the Steelers defense good one week and bad the next? What'd he say?
I think you have to evolve. You can't go into these games trying to reinvent the wheel with old things and expect new outcomes throughout the process. But, you know, just going back to it, I feel like they're too reliant on TJ, Alex, and Nick, and Cam to make a play. They love to preach turnovers, and that's every defense. You should love to preach turnovers, right? But how often do you see two high shells from the Steelers? You know, how often do you see sub under fronts with a nickel pressure? How often do you see invert two or palms? Just a cover four coverage, you know, where your safeties can help against the run, but lighter boxes. That's just not how they live. And, you know, I don't get paid to coach. Those guys get rightfully compensated to do so, but the schematics just aren't helping. You're relying a lot on that front four and that front five on base downs. And like I said, when that rush doesn't get home or you don't get that big splash play, a lot of those back end guys started to get blamed, but I don't blame them. It's hard. And you're asking anybody to play match coverage for 4 to 6 seconds, anybody's going to get toasted back there.
So it's predictable. Not only is it reliant on their star players up front, but how they do it is the same thing on a week in, week out basis. We just had Palazzolo on. He said it's archaic. You know, I was talking to somebody in Buffalo today because Joey Bosa's out. And one of the things they brought up to me is Bosa has been this veteran free agent pickup that's paid dividends for the Bills because they've moved him around. He hasn't just lined up in one spot. And that's really all the Steelers do with TJ Watt. And it's like the people covering the Steelers have given up on that. Like, I'm not saying that to criticize them, but Watt doesn't get asked about it anymore. And Austin doesn't get asked about it anymore. And Tomlin doesn't get asked about it anymore because they're like, yeah, we know why. Watt doesn't want to move. They don't make a move. So it's the same thing every Sunday. And to me, when you give somebody that much money and you're not getting the results you desire, there should be more give and take from the people involved, and there doesn't appear to be that. And I will say that the Steelers have blitzed at a higher rate this year than they have in the past, so in that way they've changed it up and they've done things differently. I do feel like we don't see as many blitzes from defensive backs. Ramsey's had a couple this year, but you know, one of the calling cards that we used to see was, you know, you'd get a Mike Hilton or somebody like that who would be like a X factor. Teams had to account for him on every play because you never knew if he was going to rush or drop into coverage. And I do think the Steelers have missed an element like that in their defense for a couple of years. All right, what else? Anything else from him, Don?
I think this one is more interesting because it is always such a debate, especially among the national talking heads that act as if Mike Tomlin just shows up in late summer and well, Mike, here's your team. This is what you have to work with.
Yep.
And they act as if he has no power over roster construction. So I asked about that, like, hey, how much of a say does it seem like Mike Tomlin has in comparison to the GM and the owner?
Now, I don't know if this is fact. This is just from what I observed. I think Mike T's second in command. I think Art Rooney's the godfather, you know, and I think that it's ultimately his say at the end of the day. I think it's Mike T that's second in line. I think Mike T has that authority over Omar just because of how team meetings were, just because of the free agents we acquired, not only in the offseason, but guys maybe we signed to the practice squad and elevated throughout the season, especially on the special team side of things. We had a guy, Godwin, Igwabike.
Yep.
We claimed him running back, kick returner, and we were in a team meeting once, and it was week 13 or 12 or something, and I think they had just cut Gunner. And we're sitting there, and the team meeting starts off with a kickoff return from 2021 with Godwin when he was with the Lions. And Mike T gave a story about how he remembers this guy, and he gave the Steelers fits when he was on kickoff return, how he averaged them out, how he played on special teams, and how he was explosive. And that's why he's sitting in the room, and he's talking about sitting in our room in Pittsburgh. You'd be a fool to think Mike T doesn't have the last say with roster construction with the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially when you look at the contracts and the lucrative contracts associated with the defensive side of the ball, and Mike T being the defensive guy he is.
We have openly mocked on this show, and we've said it pejoratively and not as a way to compliment Mike, that if a guy on an opposing team has a big game against the Steelers and they end up signing him, you better believe it was because Mike remembers like an elephant what that guy did. And here's someone who was on the team who just gave us a firsthand example of that. Don't we always bring that up?
Yeah,
constantly.
I love bringing that up. And I remember that game against the Lions. It was that tie.
Yep, me too.
The Mason Rudolph tie. And I'm gonna pull it up just to see what he did in that game. Igwabuke, that is.
Did you ask him about, if you're asking about sausage getting made questions, did you ask him about defensive game plans and defensive play calling at all?
Yes.
What'd he say?
I did. I didn't clip that one, but he did say that Terrell Austin calls the plays, physically calls the plays, but
he's the voice in the helmet.
Mike Tomlin certainly has a very good bit of input, and let's just say on the weighty downs.
So again, the weighty downs.
If,
yeah.
If he likes a particular play over what TA is going to go with, he nudges him in a certain direction.
Oh,
let's see what he. Okay, so he didn't run the ball that great. Or no, okay. Yeah, that tie game, he had that big run, 2 for 56 and a touchdown.
Yep.
But then he had 5 returns for over 120 yards. Good game. They signed him.
I like Fayoko. I've started following him on Twitter, and we've interacted a little bit. And what's really cool about it is he was just here. So he's willing to share stories like that and tell you how things get done. And he's not drawing back on experiences from like 10 years ago. He's talking about stuff that happened in like the last 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's fresh on the guy's mind because he was always like up and down between the Steelers practice squad.
Yep.
When he was here. And I mean, even then, you're out there for game days, like you're watching all of this happen. So, I mean, the one about roster construction, I definitely wanted to go down that well because
yep.
That is just something that drives me nuts that we hear from the 10,000 foot view that, well, Mike Tomlin has no say over his quarterback. He has no say over his receivers. He has no say over his team.
No, he has say over
foolish.
Everything. All right, great stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.